Hello, this is Maria Tells All, and this is your host, Maria. It's been a long time since I podcasted again. I think the last time was on March 20th, and right now it is April 25th. So today I'm going, instead of talking about everything that's been happening in the last month, and there has been a lot of stuff, I'm just basically going to stick to a few topics. Okay, let's see. First of all, I'm sure everybody has, or I'm sure most people have heard about the walkouts that happened in the first part of this April. They are regarding the H.R. 4437 bill, which is to make, well, basically what it does is it makes illegal immigrants felons in America, and it also makes people who help them, that makes that illegal, makes that, I'm not sure, I know that's not a felony, but I'm not sure what the level is, but that makes that also, a crime. So first I'm going to talk about that. A few weeks ago, I started hearing all about these walkouts that were going to happen, and at first, I was planning on going along with it. I was planning on going, just because, well, first of all, I heard that there was going to be a lot of information, that we were going to, be able to, find out, have a nice discussion about it and everything. And the people who were organizing this, a group of students, I guess, they were offered the opportunity to use the, we have an amphitheater, which is where it's like our free speech area, where technically we can go and use it and say whatever we want, whenever, but they keep it locked. So it's really not that nice. So they were offered the use of that at lunch or after school, but they decided they'd get more serious people who figure if someone's really serious about it, they won't mind missing school. And I guess at first, everyone was telling me, I have friends who are who went and thought it was great, and they were telling me I should go. But here, I'm just gonna explain what I think about it. Okay. Basically, I don't think it should be illegal to help people. I don't think that it should be illegal to help to give food or, some money or whatever to people who need it. And so I think that part of the bill, it's just so far stretching. They're just trying to, I guess cover everything, and you can't do that. So I think that I don't agree with that part. Now, the other part is, okay, I've had a lot of people I've told people, okay, well, at first I told people, I'm considering going to the protest. It wasn't a protest, a walkout. But I don't know. Convince me to go, And what most people said was that, well, you're an immigrant also, and so I guess you should support them. Well, okay, so this, I thought about it a lot, and here, this is what I think. I am an immigrant. I was born in Russia. I moved here when I was 1.5, so my parents were obviously the ones who dealt with everything. My parents worked so hard to get here. My parents both have really high educations, and so America wanted us, basically. They did tons of interviews, paperwork, everything, and we are Jewish. And so, in Russia, they didn't want us. So, the process was so difficult. They've told me about how they were able to come here, and it was just so much. But they did it legally. I am a legal immigrant. I'm here according to law. I'm a citizen. So, I don't think I should support people who are doing this illegally. Now, I do realize it's, in most places, I believe, in Mexico, it's horrible. I know you can't find all the jobs that you need, and there are a lot of jobs here that, it's a very common argument, but it's true. Most Americans are not going to want to work for such small pay and for such dirty work. It's true. And I do realize that we do have those job opportunities here. I don't think they're taking jobs from us. I don't think illegal immigrants or any immigrants are taking jobs from us. Because really, they're jobs that they're not going to want. But So I do understand. I understand that we can't just ignore it and say, no, you know, everyone's stale. I think they need to change the system of how people can immigrate over here. Because, okay, going back to the argument of, you know, well, I'm an immigrant, and so, you know, I should support them. Consider, this is just something that I came up with. If you have two people who, one is a, you know, they started out when they finished school and everything, and they started a business, and they, you know, through fairness, they hired, completely fairly and everything, they hired, honestly, hired employees, they made a product or service, and they became wealthy. Now, another person who also works really hard to rob banks, and that, I mean, it takes a lot of work, you know, you have to think of how you're going to do it, and get all the, everything, I mean, it's not like robbing a bank is easy. Well, there are two people who both work really hard, but one of them is illegal. I don't think that the businessman who's wealthy is going to support the bank robber who's wealthy. I don't think that I think it's kind of like that. And, the walkout, I think it actually went really well. It was supposed to be after second period. Another reason why I didn't do it was that I wanted the information. I wish they had done it at lunch, because I would have definitely gone just to find out what they have to say. But I had a math project due, and three or four tests that day. So I just couldn't miss anything. So it just wouldn't work. So, the walkout went, I was told it went really well. Basically, as each person entered the amphitheater, they either had to have a mugshot taken of them or give their student ID, and all those people lost a bunch of privileges. And they had had this really good conversation and everything. It was really, apparently really peaceful. And they said during one part, there were so many people there. We saw them when I was in my math class, I saw them. And they said, you know, someone got up and they said, anybody who doesn't know why you're here, get up and leave. You know, as in, if you're ditching, you're not here for what we're here for, leave. Just get up and leave. And apparently several, tons of people got up and left. Like, I heard about 100 people got up and left. And there was still a lot of people there. I mean, that's good. It's good that you're able to have these conversations. But there were also some things that went on that weren't good. One of my really good friends, he's an anarchist, and he was wearing a shirt that said, I believe, peace, love, and anarchy. And they took that from him. They also took his flag, which said, in Spanish, nobody is illegal. And it's against the rules to wear things that have, like, advertisements for beer or cigarettes or alcohol or whatever, or inappropriate images, but they always let those slide. They don't catch them. They hardly even stick the dress code at all. But here, where someone is wearing something that, yeah, it's challenging, it's hard to deal with, a kid wearing an anarchy shirt, but it's not against the rules at all. And I actually checked. I did check the rules. And there's nothing that says that they can, take that away. But they did, and yeah, that's definitely a problem. So, now I'd love to hear what you have to say about the whole walkouts or the bill, including if you went to a walkout, if you heard about it, or just anything. Like, email me one second. Let me just find out my email is. Okay, MariaTellsAllPodcast@gmail.com. All the contacts, it'll all be in the show notes. Okay. Now, the next thing I wanted to talk about was, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to it when I'm exercising or I'm walking home from school or procrastinating, all that. And probably my all-time favorite is The Krebs Cycle, which is the owner or show host or whatever is Adam, and he recently, it's basically like a political podcast. He's really liberal, and he just has really, I just really like what he has to say. When I see that, you know, iTunes says that there's a new one, I get all excited and everything. So, a few weeks ago, he had a podcast contest where he was trying to encourage people to vote. He said on this certain day, I believe it was last Tuesday, the 18th, he said, make something, make a blog or a podcast or a video, or anything, whatever, and send it in to me, and he's going to pick the top three people, and he'll bake them cookies. So I decided that sounds really cool. I do think voting is really, really important. I can't. I'm 16 years old, so I obviously can't vote. I cannot wait till the day I do, which is the next election, the 2008 election. And I'm also very excited that George W. Bush cannot run then, so at least that eliminates, you know, one of the horrible possibilities that could be voted for. So I did create, what I made was an animation. It's, you can see it, if you, I recently made a blog, and I haven't used it very much yet, but that it's at mariatellsall.blogspot.com, and you can see it there. It's on the Tuesday, April 18th, 2006. And the subject is vote, so just click there and you can check it out. I think it's cute. And after I sent it in to Adam along with a note, or like a kind of a long email, just telling him that I love his podcast, some of my beliefs and stuff, he replied the next day and he said that of the three people that he chose, I was one of them. So, I don't know how many people entered, but he chose three winners, and so I'm going to get a plate of, or a batch of cookies from him. Delivered in the mail, so I'm really excited about that. So check that out, mariatellsall.blogspot.com, and comment, because so far I just recently made it, so I haven't really had anyone comment because I haven't really been directing people there. But check it out. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, just check it out. It could be interesting. I don't know. Okay, so that's that, and. And just so you know, if you don't check it out, you know, if you decide not to go look at it, it's, I just made an animation where I basically, it's, you know, I have, like, this is Bob, and I discuss, I show about how this guy didn't vote, and he's sad about it, and it's really cute, you know, I've been showing it to some people, and they all think it's really adorable, so check it out. Okay, now the next thing I want to talk about is, well, there's one thing I want to talk about, which is the Day of Silence, I want to say something else first. Okay, if you've been listening to my other shows, you know I am an atheist. I don't believe in God. And just, you know, this isn't connected to the Day of Silence. I'm just saying this beforehand. Okay, so I don't believe in God, but I do have friends who are really religious, which I don't mind when people are religious, as long as it doesn't mean that they are bigoted, as long as they don't say, well, my religion says that it's okay to hate gay people, or it's okay to believe that people of different races should not be together. I don't accept that, not at all. But if you just have a religion that is something that, you know, your family taught you, or you just found, or you use it when you need someone, you know, that's fine by me. I don't do that. I'm an atheist, so I don't. But okay, and what I wanted to tell you about is a couple of days ago, or actually it was yesterday, one of my friends was wearing a shirt that had a logo that said, it had the, you know, the In-N-Out, I don't know if In-N-Out is a national chain, but it's not. In-N-Out, I've never been there, but it's just this burger place, but it's supposed to be like better than McDonald's, I don't know. It has this little logo. Except her shirt, it said that, except it said in or out, it said in and out. And, I mean, obviously, as soon as I saw it, I understood, because she is religious. And I didn't realize how religious up until, you know, yesterday, or a couple weeks ago, actually. But, that was something else that happened. But, and someone, I guess, didn't understand it. They asked her to clarify what her shirt meant. And she said, well, basically, you know, either you're in with my church and the God I believe in, or, you know, you're out, or you're going to hell, or whatever. And I couldn't believe she said, or not just that she said it, but she was wearing a shirt that said that. I mean, okay, I have one friend who is so sweet and wonderful, and she's really, really, really religious. Like, if you call her house, it's her grandma or something on there, and the last thing she says is God bless. You know, all over her house there's pictures of religious paintings, sayings, all those things. She's really religious. And what she often, like, probably a lot of her shirts, they have really cool designs on them, and then somewhere on them it says some kind of Bible phrase. Okay, I look at those, I think those are interesting. They don't say, you know, you're either with us or you're going to the fiery pits of hell. They don't say that. It's just what she believes. And I think those are cool. I always tell her I like her shirts, because I do. I think it's really nice that she's wearing her beliefs like that. But wearing a shirt that says in or out, it completely goes against the entire tolerance policy that we have at our school. We're supposed to be completely tolerant of all religions, which is, it means we're not supposed to say that our religion is the one, or, you know, anything like that. And I didn't tell her, just because I try to pick my battles. You know, there are some things that I definitely battle, but it's one thing that I pretty much, I just left it alone. I just decided that it's one thing that, you know, if she wants to wear a shirt like that, you know, it is kind of offensive to other people, but there's really nothing that, it'll probably just cause tension. So I decided not to. But other people I talked to, they agreed. I mean, a couple days ago, I kind of got, I was having fun, and I started writing on my backpack in math class, and I wrote on there some of the things I believe. Like, I think I wrote no war, pro-choice, and atheist. And, I mean, I didn't say, like, atheist, all you other people are wrong. I didn't write that. I just wrote atheist. So if someone agrees, they can be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Or other people, they can just learn something about me. I thought that was extremely offensive that she would just say that. But because that's not being tolerant. That's just believing that her religion's the only one. And this is a really, this girl is very intelligent. She's not just someone who blurts out stuff or whatever, but I don't know. All that aside, you know. Okay. So probably the last thing I want to talk to you about is the Day of Silence is coming up. It's tomorrow, actually. So, I don't know how I think it's a pretty wide, I mean, I know it's a nationwide thing, but I don't know how many of you guys know what it actually is. And so I'll just pretty much sum it up. The Day of Silence, I don't know if it's every single year, it's April 26th, but I know this year it is. And what it is that every person who is participating doesn't speak all day. So basically from the moment you wake up, you don't speak. When people ask you why, you know, you get to school, and people ask you why, you hand them a card, which, here, one second, I'm going to read the card. Okay, what it says is, please understand my reasons for not speaking today. I am participating in the Day of Silence, a national youth movement protesting the silence faced by lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people and their allies. My deliberate silence echoes that silence, which is caused by harassment, prejudice, and discrimination. I believe that ending the silence is the first step toward fighting these injustices. Think about the voices you are not hearing today. What are you going to do to end the silence? So, we hand those out to anybody who asks us. You know, I mean, people are going to be wondering why we're not talking. And, a lot of people don't understand. They say, you know, if you want to make your point heard, you don't just not speak. But the way I see it, and I believe the way that, you know, it is intended, is that if you have something about you that is not accepted, and up until, at this point, I believe that there's no other group of people, no other minority, that it is okay to discriminate against. If you do anything, like, if you, okay, imagine if we were to not allow Jewish people to get married, or African American people to get married, or Hispanic people, or people we didn't allow a, you know, racist to intermarry. Imagine that. Can you even imagine that? You can't. I'm talking about the United States. But we don't allow gay people to get married. It's the only minority group that it's still okay to discriminate against. And people consider that okay. So basically this whole thing is to get get people thinking. And so the thing on the card that is about the silence faced by the LGBT community, and which is lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, the thing is, they can't, in most cases, they can't fully express who they are, because they will get beaten, they will get harassed, some places, if you go to a religious school, they can kick you out of school. I have read articles about that. It's horrible, like, what can happen to you? And we're trying to make people aware of that. Because I have a lot of gay friends, and we're the ones who are organizing it. I'm vice president of the Gay Straight Alliance in my school. And we are putting together this to... I don't mean putting together like we invented it. It's been around for about, I think, 10 years. To try to combat that. And what we're doing is we are... Well, of course, not speaking, and at lunch, I had this idea. We're all going to go out to the middle of the quad, and we sit in a circle facing out. We don't speak. We don't make faces or gesture to people to come over. We just sit there, and we have posters. Some of them say what the card says, you know, please understand why we're not speaking. And some of them say the facts that we found. For example, every 35 minutes, an LGBT teenager... attempts to commit suicide, or, let's see, I'm looking at the paper I have right now, 91.5% of LGBT students report hearing homophobic remarks, and we want to make people aware. And then after school, what we're doing is we go to the quad, which is our football field, and we hold hands, and at 2:20 we're going to start screaming. I don't know how long it's supposed to last. I guess we'll figure that out when we get there. And then what we do is we sit down and we discuss what we saw that day, what people said, and what, you know, just basically how we feel that day turned out. And I'm just incredibly excited. I think it's going to be wonderful. And I really recommend. I know it's really late now. I know that it's the day before. But if you're listening to this and you have a chance, I think you should consider doing the Day of Silence tomorrow, not speaking. And if you are a teacher or something, there are things you can do. There's a silent lesson, which you can get from dayofsilence.org, and anyone can get more information at dayofsilence.org. One of my classes, we're doing this, and I'm helping teach a lesson. Students read about how the words faggot and dyke, what they mean, and how they became derogatory terms directed at gay people. And then, I believe, there are several, I came up with a couple of ideas. I don't know how this usually works, if all they do is write it down and that's all. But I was thinking, well, okay, there are some questions that you answer. For example, do you hear homophobic remarks? Do you ever use them? What have you learned from this, you know, what have you learned from this paper? And so I was thinking maybe everyone could write that and pass it along. Or I thought it'd be kind of cool if maybe everyone who has something to say can grab a marker and go up to the board and write it. You know, just so everyone in that class is silent and learning. You know, thinking. And today in my class, it's my European history class, AP European History, I stood up to explain it to the class so they know what's going to be happening tomorrow. And this is a class that I'm ashamed to say I'm even part of. It's an AP class, but it's honestly at least a quarter of the people in it behave like a regular class. And just, they goof off, they laugh, they, They scream. It's just ridiculous. It's supposed to be a college-level course, but they act as if they're in kindergarten. They really do. And as soon as I said it, they simply started laughing. I said, what you do is you don't speak for a day. And it's really 7 hours, because we break the silence right after school. You don't speak for 7 hours. And people started laughing. They just started laughing. Oh, no. And I've had a lot of people who I talk to, and they say, no, I'm not going to try it, because I know I'm not going to be able to do it. Why not just try? I mean, I have no idea if I can go a whole day without talking. I love talking. I mean, as you can see, I have a podcast. I love talking. But I'm going to try. There's no reason not to try. Because I think this is such an amazing cause. So, I guess that is what I want to say about the Day of Silence. And again, I really hope you guys consider it. You can go to www.dayofsilence.org and get more information. It really is. I think it will be an amazing thing. I'm obviously not going to podcast tomorrow. I'm not going to. Because even though I'll probably be talking by the time I get home, because we're breaking the silence after school. But I think just out of respect for the entire Day of Silence, I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to do a podcast when I get home, because that is a speaking thing. So I'll try it as soon as I can afterwards. I mean, so far it's been like 3 weeks between every podcast, but I'm going to try to update you guys. I'm going to try to tell you guys about how that went, and I'm going to post some. I'm going to definitely bring my camera and post some pictures of everything that happened. I'm just really excited. I mean, I think it just has potential to be so much, and I just wanted to let you guys know that. You know, so Day of Silence, I think you should definitely do it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to say. Well, yeah, I have a countdown going. 23 days, 6 hours, 44 minutes, and 30 seconds until my Thailand trip. 23 days. And I was having some problems because I had to get a permission slip signed before, or a permission slip for my teachers before I can go. But one of my teachers, my math teacher, who I know doesn't like me, or she didn't, maybe it's getting better, I don't know. She looked at it and she said, no, I'm not going to sign this. She looked at my permission slip, she said, no, sorry, I'm probably not going to sign this. I started panicking and everything, but she ended up signing it. I have no idea what changed, but, you know. I'm just so excited. Except for in the next approximately 20 days, I need to do so much homework so I can, you know, enjoy my time all day and not spend it all doing homework. Okay, so it's been 28 minutes now. I guess I'm going to end. It's been kind of a long one. I just, you know, if you go to a school, I'm thinking probably I don't have a lot of adult listeners, but I really don't know. If you're in school, you know, watch out for the people to mob. If you see somebody who is being silent and you can tell, maybe they have duct tape on their mouth, maybe you just know it's someone who usually talks and isn't, respect them. Don't harass them. Don't poke fun at them. Don't keep asking questions, trying to get them to talk. Don't do it. Just, you know, tell them you respect them. And if you really think you want to, join them. Just ask, can I have one of the speaking cards? And for the rest of the day, just, you know, do that. Because I bet a lot of you at your school, you'll probably see that there are people doing this, because it is a nationwide thing. So, okay, end of this show. Let's see. You can email me at MariaTellsAllPodcast@gmail.com. I have a Frapper map, which is Frapper, which has frapper.com/MariaTellsAll, on which I think I have three friends. So, yeah, three friends. Okay. And I have my podcast page, which is MariaTellsAll.podomatic.com, and I have a new journal, which is MariaTellsAll.blogspot.com, and if you comment there, I'll definitely check out your blog if you have one. But I don't think you don't need one to put to comment. But I'll check it out if you have one. and, you know, just see what I have on there, and, you know, just keep in mind what's going on tomorrow and everything. Just, you know, email me, definitely, absolutely email me if you want. You can tell me anything. Just tell me something about a previous show. Oh, I do actually have a bit of a shout out. I don't know if it's someone who's going to keep listening to my shows, but I got an email from, I'm not going to say her last name, of course, but her name is Jenny, and she said that, she didn't say if she likes my show or anything, but she said that she listened to my first podcast, and I sound exactly like one of her friends. So I don't know what's up with that, but she lives in Dallas, so that's not, it's not me, but, that's cool. So, if you go ahead and contact me, I'll do a little shout-out for you, and I always email back, I check my email constantly, so I'll email back almost within an hour or something, I don't know. And, so email me there, and check out my blogger account, which is mariatellsall.blogspot.com, and that's pretty much it. All this stuff will be in the show notes. So. Alrighty, I'll see you guys next time. This has been Maria Tells All. Bye.